Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you're at home, if you're working from home today, or maybe you're in the office and maybe today, Friday, is your one of your 2 days per week to go into the company, into the office, I think this is going to be of interest to you today because this new study has found that people who work from home are less likely to get a pay rise or a promotion. And it's particularly men. It's actually a team of from the University of Warsaw. They looked at two different situations across over 930 companies with managers in the UK. And what they found was that managers were 11% less likely to give a promotion to staff who worked entirely from home compared to those who were totally office-based. Hybrid workers were on average about 7% less likely to be promoted. But the interesting thing actually that they unearthed was the gender gap. Managers were 15% less likely to promote men who worked entirely from home. And I just thought it was a really interesting survey today. I'm interested in hearing people's experiences. You can get us either on WhatsApp, it's 087 1400 106. But Mary Connaughton is the director of CIPD Ireland. They're the professional body really for HR, for human resources. Mary, is this the reality on the ground in the office that people are less likely to promote those who are hybrid workers or working from home?
Hi, Andrea. It's certainly one of our concerns. So since we came out of lockdown, we were concerned about what way working practices were going to play out and whether or not there would be some level of different treatment happening between those who might be working from home and those who are working hybrid. So it's interesting to see the findings of this research. Now, in the scheme of things, it's not massive figures we're talking about. We're not looking at like 30 or 40%. To see that people who might be out of sight and out of mind and maybe not seeing to be proper team players, we know it's not fair to be penalising them for working from home. Now, in Ireland, we find that there aren't that many people actually work solely from home. It's not that common. The hybrid working model is much more common.
So it's it is the case of nearly, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
There's some of that going on, yes.
Yeah.
I think one other finding in the survey is when they looked at it by the type of culture. So it was a very demanding culture. That pattern that you were talking about of men working from home less likely to be promoted or get a pay rise was even more stark. But if it was in a supportive culture where there were family-friendly policies which recognised and, recognised that their people had parenting and caring responsibilities and were able to cope with that, the negative impact disappeared. So it shows how important the culture is in terms of whether or not this is likely to play out.
Are you surprised by the gender breakdown in this? Because I was.
To be honest, no. We know a lot of companies are stepping back now and reviewing what has been the impact of hybrid and remote working. Where is it having an impact? Because there was always a concern that it would have an equality impact. And I suppose we wouldn't have predicted that it would have been males working fully from home who would be more penalised. The fear was that maybe it would be females because we do find that they're more likely to be females working from home and hybrid. But we know organisations are now stepping back and trying to look at the data to actually see, well, what is the pattern here? So, yeah, we've been struck by the number of companies who are saying we need to understand this because how is it impacting on our culture? How is it impacting on well-being? How is it impacting on performance and this element of performance management?
But so I think beyond the out of sight, out of mind then, Mary, to the point of maybe some managers just feel that, yeah, absolutely, you can, you know, do your couple of days from home or hybrid work or whatever scenario you want. But it's not that we don't think your head isn't fully in the game. We just think maybe your head is a little bit elsewhere.
Yes, and I think one of the realities of the increase in hybrid working is that it has forced managers to be able to manage performance based on people's output and the results that they're showing, rather than base it on things like the time in the office and who was around when they needed somebody to talk to. So the whole way in which we evaluate performance has had to change, and some managers have not kept up with that.
So this is a struggle for managers often to, because, like, look, I have no doubt Mary, every time we have this conversation about working from home, people will text in and they will tell me about all of the reasons why it's great, because you can stick a wash on when you're at home, you can go out for out for lunch and bring the dog for a walk, when the kids come home you're there. But like, surely managers are listening to this and thinking, yeah, but if your kids are coming in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the day and you're getting up from the desk, away from the laptop for 4 or 5 minutes to get them something to eat or lunch or set them up to do homework or whatever it is that you do, like, if managers are listening to that, let's be honest, right? If we park the bias for a moment, they know rightly. Like, people's, their head is somewhere else for a time. Maybe, I'm not saying there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but clearly for some managers, that's an issue.
We certainly know that. And our research would show that less than half of managers have been trained or supported to deal with people who are working hybrid, to try and tease out some of these issues. So we have seen that there's a lack of training of managers here in Ireland from research with our CIPD members. But the other side of it is, when people are in the workplace, we know people went for maybe a smoke break or went and chatted with a colleague or
up at the printer.
To the canteen.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I love a chat around the water cooler, not the printer, you know.
Exactly.
Like,
and we learn so much that way. So, but it is about saying, is the person doing their job? And who's to say they're not making up 30 minutes extra in the morning or the evening?
Okay.
So are they really getting their job done? So it's about switching the question from the time they're spending to whether or not they're performing correctly in their job.
Barbara, do you have concerns, like, for people, you know, or would you be concerned yourself that if you were to maybe opt for the full-time working from home or the more hybrid model, that it could actually penalise you down the line?
Well, first of all, I'd say welcome to our world, boys, worrying about the inequality of pay between genders. But I think I think it's basically the hang-up of the old, I suppose, traditional way of working. You know, a lot of people who got raises, it didn't happen because necessarily they were the hardest worker, but they were the hardest one that worked at impressing the boss, or they were good out on a Friday afternoon on the golf course and got that rapport going, or like that, you know, Mary or Johnny is here first thing in the morning and last thing in the evening. It doesn't necessarily mean that they were actually working first thing in the morning or last time at the evening. I think it will change over time. I guess, like everything, it's just, it can be personality driven in terms of pay rises and how people's rapport is with their manager, not necessarily their work output. But I think it will change to being more about productivity, and as companies change their culture, I think it kind of rooted that kind of, and even the fact that it's predominantly men that are suffering at the side of the pay rise is indicative of, in the past, it's usually been men who got the pay rises in the first place. And it would have maybe had, in many cases, and this is a very kind of, I suppose, traditional viewpoint, been more able to go out on a Friday afternoon with the boss and play golf. Most women wouldn't have done that. Or they'd be out on a cigarette break. Even from a women in the workplace point of view, you know, if you remember the Friends episode with Rachel pretending to smoke because she was missing out on having the rapport with her boss. You know, so it's kind of like that, almost not, it's not just about the work, but about the rapport. And that can be part of the pay rise element.
Marcus, does it worry you, you know, like when you hear that today, that some managers, well, not some managers, sorry, managers are 15% less likely to promote men who are working entirely from home. Is that a concern?
No, for me, I have to say it's completely not the experience I had. I actually manage a team of 13 people, digital e-commerce, and we're fully remote, and most of them are based in the UK. And like that, I mean, I have recently just offered promotions to several of the team. And I think for the last 3 years running, they've all gotten wage increases right across the board. So I think it very much depends on the industry. And like what Barbara was saying earlier on there as well and stuff, it very much hinges on the manager's experience of managing remote teams, or having experience in managing or working remotely themselves as well. So I think there definitely needs to be an upskilling in those areas across our management levels, just to understand that. But yeah, I mean, I have to say from my perspective, from my experience, it hasn't been the case.
Okay. Do you think, Tony, this might encourage people back into the office when they hear about surveys like this?
Possibly. Andrea, how you doing?
Good.
I can also speak from my own experience and from experience of other companies that I work with. I work with German, French, American, and briefly Japanese global corporations. And I think the first lady, I think, was the CIPD lady. I think she merely can't be sure. I listened to both Mary and Barbara, and they made very good points. It's about culture, plain and simple. And companies have totally different cultures. And if you have the right culture where you promote people and reward people on their ability and performance, everything works really well, and the company is usually very successful. As regards the golf and the rugby and all that, didn't play golf, didn't really be a rugby fan, but I went from engineer to CEO, and I worked from home remotely before it was popular for about 12 years.
Okay. So you changed the culture really a little bit then?
It's completely about the culture, because you must promote and reward people on their ability and their performance. And there's some really good points still the three conservatives. They know their stuff. A failed company is a company that would promote based on you're playing golf with the guys, or you're going drinking with the guys, or the boys, or the girls. Now, as regards women, I've offered a number of promotions to women, and surprisingly, a number of them turned them down. Men rarely turn down promotions now.
And for what reason, Tony?
People make individual choices. They put their family first, they put their personal life first. And you know what? They might be right. Because you pay a price for promotion and performance and putting in the hours. And I don't mean just putting in the hours sitting in the office.
I know what you mean.
Certain cultures, particularly in the Japanese culture, you know, you can't leave before the boss. And those things don't work. But there are people, and they're very intelligent people, and they can do the job, but they make a personal decision. And I never had any problem with that because it's their life, and it's really important that they make the right decision for their family and for themselves, because promotion is not for everybody. And people with personal circumstances, looking after parents or children with disabilities and or 10 other things. So you must take that into account, and you must give the people the opportunity. And if they take the opportunity, great. Mm. But if they turn down the opportunity, don't penalise them. That's their choice.
It is a good point, Barbara, Tony made there, like around the culture. And if people see their manager, you know, their boss working from home, they're more inclined to do it. But things around like even career breaks, taking time off, like you probably do in a lot of companies. You need to see your boss doing that before you might look to do it.
Yeah, I think so. It is about culture. And I think, you know, the more companies that, like we said before, like companies that have changed their culture, that are moving to more remote, if that becomes the norm more so than the old traditional way. And therefore, that will inform and probably even the field a little bit, that it's not just based on whether Mary or Johnny goes out and plays golf or pitch and putt or whatever on a Friday afternoon. It will start to kind of even the playing field a lot more than maybe it has done in the past.
Mm. But or the person who takes on the extra workload and does it in their spare time and doesn't look for anything or time in lieu or time off to do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that can be a factor as well. But I mean, I do think that, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, pay rises are not about your work. They're about your personality or how you fit with a manager, because they're the ones that will go in and kind of pitch for your pay rise or not. So that can be, you know, there's always going to be that human factor. And it doesn't always mean that the hardest working person gets the reward, unfortunately. That's just people. But I think, you know, a lot more companies now are moving to away from those traditional, you know, I call upon the idea of the Mad Men. You know, you think about how that whole office structure used to work, or that whole workplace used to work. We are moving, thankfully, away from that. Mm. And I think as time goes on, you know, seeing people's work from remote. I mean, you know, a lot of places, people come in the mornings, it takes them half an hour to get going after their long commutes. People working from home, you're at the desk, you know, just bang on the hour, starting to work. Most people probably work from home, don't take a full lunch break. And really comes down to, is the job being done well? Is the person, it shouldn't really matter if they're doing it remotely, if that's an option or not. Is the job being done well.
How much the mouse attached to the laptop is moving. I know you see some of the great gifts on TikTok of people, yes, and their creative ways to work around that. But you're right, there's always the people, Barbara, who just talk. An incredible game. They're always the ones, yes, that manage to get the pay rise. We know them at every office. Barbara, thanks a million for joining us on the show today.
You.
Marcus as well, Tony and Mary Connaughton, who's the director of CIPD Ireland. Look, I want to hear your experiences. Do you maybe feel that you were overlooked because you were somebody who was doing hybrid working from the start, or you missed out on that promotion? The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.